Shin Sadriches Siv Zayin. Oh, Yushteya Yorois. Sus Muchalazut Kuf Mem Aleph Amos Ushlish. Kedei Sheyesh Shivim Ama Vishirayim Lezu Vishim Ama Vishirayim Lezu.
We said before that before you start measuring the tefillah of the city, you give us this little more than the 70 amas, base sosayim, around the city. So you have that belt of a little more than 70 amas around it. You have two cities next to each other in a fashion that they are overlapping in their little more than 70 amas. So they're a little more than 140 amas away from another. There's still a part which is overlapping of that area of 70 amas outside the city, which is considered subordinate to the city. In such a case, we look at them as one big city. The name says Kolir. Name Alach is Kolir. Shliya Chutzal Alpay Mav. So you get 2,000 amas from the end of the second city, because it's considered like one big city, since they're only separated by less than this, a little more than 140 amas. The Ramah says, V'chein Chuyimah Seir Shenifetza Mishneinu Chuseh. There's a wall around the city, and there was a breach in the wall on both sides of the city. Also, if a city was chopped in half somehow, it destroyed the center of the city. Even so, as long as it's less than this 241 plus amas between the two halves, it's considered also like one place. This rule that you give it 70 amas plus around it, and then only afterwards you start counting the tchum, that's when you have a city. But if you just have a house, which is by itself, then you start counting the tchum immediately from the house itself, and also if you want to connect it to the city, it has to be within 70 amas of the city. You don't give it 70 plus another 70.